Locker, of course, had a much worse afternoon against Nebraska. Look, it's been overanalyzed to death, and I think a bit of perspective is needed with Jake Locker. Watch Nebraska sack Colt McCoy 9 times last year. Watch them destroy the Idaho quarterback, Nate Enderle, himself a pro prospect. Sure, you want to watch Locker do better against the good teams, but one bad performance doesn't drop him out of first-round contention or make him Jevon Snead 2, like some people have been suggesting. He made a lot of bad mistakes against Nebraska. His first throw, it was an awful interception into double coverage under no pressure at all. He shouldn't have made it, and it's not really good enough for a guy who has been touted as the number one prospect. But he's still very raw. He's learning the pro system under Steve Sarkisian. I'd say most rookies need 1 or 2 years sitting to work on their game once they come into the NFL, but Locker really needs it more than most. He maintains, however, this high ceiling. He's got such physical attributes. He can get the ball downfield. I think he has got the makings of a starting quarterback in the NFL and can get it done. Bench him like Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, and he probably got a shot. Expect him to start week one next season, and I think he'll probably struggle. But we do need some perspective here. I was always dubious of him maybe going first overall because he is so raw. But he can still go in the first round. He can be a high pick, whether that's top 5, top 10, or top 20, whatever it is. He plays enough good teams in 2010 in the Pac-10 to get over this and repair his stock. But he definitely does need to do better than he did at the weekend against Nebraska.